on my ass is a problem. Yep. Bought me a drink and you got some. Wanna hit this ass cause it's awesome. Yeah. Flashing your cash, boy, I got some. No credit, nigga, no car, nigga. I wanna ride or die, not a walk or die, nigga. Now leave a bitch alone cause I'm feeling kinda stressed. I told your ass before, damn nigga, is you pressed? Bitch. Press, 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 press. Nigga, you press, 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 press.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of What's the 5678. My name is Jason, a.k.a. Helga Bataki. Up in his bitch. Actually, at home, up in my bitch. Bitch, oh my God, Alan. Some bitch yelled at me yesterday. Some white bitch yelled at me yesterday because I had a mask on. And my mask kind of fell down a little bit. I was, like, bending over. And she's like, I need you to put your mask up. I was like, do you work here? No. But I need you to put your mask up. I was like, ma'am, I got my mask up. I said, what you should do is mind your own business and worry about yourself, Karen.
Karen of Kevin Crime.
She's like, put it up. Put it up. So, yeah, anyways.
Where in the fuck was you at?
Trader Joe's. That's where shit happens up.
There's a new sheriff in town, bitch. Her name is Karen.
She is. She's a mess.
I've been waiting to run into one of them. No luck yet.
Go, Alan. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I am Alan, motherfucking Big Papa, Passion Fruit, Frias, trying to get through this corona. Look at coughing this shit.
You know what?
I hit the blunt. I just hit the blunt, straight up.
So Sabrina was listening to one of the episodes, my friend Sabrina, and Alan, she kept on calling you grapefruit. Is Alan calling himself a grapefruit? I was like, no, you stupid hoe. What's a grapefruit? Or why is he calling himself a grapefruit?
Passion fruit.
Passion fruit, bitch. I don't know what a passion fruit is. Is it a real fruit?
That bitch shaved, when she shaved her head, bitch, she shaved part of her brain.
Is passion fruit a real fruit, or is it a fake fruit? Or is it just a song? Is it just a Drake song?
It's a flavor.
Bitch, passion fruit is a flavor? Is that a real fruit?
It's a Gatorade, bitch.
I thought passion fruit is a real fruit.
Okay, hey, Siri. Hey, she don't want to talk to me right now. She on a period.
But how was your week, Alan?
You know what? I'm going to tell you straight up, like, literally, like, the last 2 weeks have been a little hard. Oh. Because I've been trying to stay out of that, just out of that dark place. I've been getting a little depressed again, you know, because this shit is just taking a toll on me.
And yeah, a lot of people are.
It's like I'm trying to survive, you know, teaching and stuff. It's just hard, you know. You ain't making the same kind of coins you was making while we were in the studio.
Yeah.
And now that we're out the studio, it's just a whole nother, you know, other ball game. You know, trying to get people to come out. Some people are like, "Ooh, I want to come out," but then
don't show up,
scared and shit. Yeah,
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? And I get it. You know what I'm saying? But fuck, man, it's like for me, I'm tired of being scared and shit and being up in the house and just afraid.
Well, it's not that being afraid. You can still do stuff. Just be more cautious and wear a fucking mask.
Exactly, but bitch, I can't teach. I can't wear no mask and teach.
Well, you just stay 20 feet away.
And wear a mask, and I almost fucking passed out. Now there's other people that can do it. These bitches that say, "Okay, lift your head and relevé," and you know you calling out the shits. I can't call out a twirl, drop, kick, boom, pop your titties, pop, pop, boom, and then you know what I'm saying, like
with your mask on.
We be fucking dancing full out, and these people who be having these technical, the technical training and shit, they'd just be like, and double twirl, lift, and you know, calling out shit. It's different.
You can't wear a mask and talk. Well, you don't have to wear a mask and dance. Let's stay away from everyone else. If you stay your distance from everyone else, I think you'll be fine.
But people do be tripping about that. Some people are cool about it, but some people aren't.
Yeah, but again, you're the teacher. I think, again,
Charlie just said, why do you have a mic and a headset with the mic?
Oh, I'll let you know. Because
she's Janet. She's a low-budget Janet.
Control. No, so this here, so you guys can hear me, and then I have a mic for the computer for the podcast, so when I record. Because if I don't wear this, I don't sound as clear to you guys.
And yeah, because I was just, I didn't even trip.
Oh, it's Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, Oh, bitch. I thought this was a dude.
I can't even hear her. Hold on. Let me show you. Hold on. So this is what it sounds like without it. Isn't it a difference?
Yeah, that's horrible. Stop yeah. it.
So that's why I put it here. So you can sound a little better. So, yeah. So, but yeah, no, the funny thing is there's people that are fighting for their mask rights because people feel like it's a right that they don't need to wear a mask, basically. People are fighting, like in stores. Some bitch punched a worker in the face because they told her to get out because she didn't wear a mask.
I'm not against it. I'm not against it. And I'll do it to, in the certain situations that I feel like I need to. But if I'm like being active, I'm dancing,
yeah,
especially dancing outside, hell no.
Yeah.
Well, just, if you're away from people, I don't think you need it. Like they're saying, like if you like go jogging or you walk around your neighborhood, they say you can have it off. But if somebody is about to walk past you, then you just pull it up and then you can put it back down.
Yeah. So if it's like people, if it's you, just you or people in your household, you guys can be without a mask outdoors. But then if you're within 6 feet of people,
wear a mask.
Then that's when they advise for you to put it back on.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I totally forget to fucking grab the fucking mask just when I'm going to do my laundry in my own fucking apartment complex. Which is, my laundry is literally right out my fucking door, and I could just walk there. I like, if there's no one around, I could probably do it naked, but I won't.
That's the new thing now. Mask, keys, phone, wallet. Yeah,
it's funny because sometimes I forget it.
Yep, you're like this. Mask, keys, phone, wall. Okay, I got it. Let's go. You know. But I leave spare mask in my car just in case, you know. But yeah,
it's I always leave it in my car. So when I just go elsewhere without it, I'm like, fuck, it's in the car. What am I going to do?
Multiple masks, you dumb hoe. Multiple masks. Yeah, you can't just do one. You have to do like three or four of them, you stupid bitch. That's why.
Yeah.
See, she agrees. Yeah, you're a bitch. All right. So our last episode, we talked about sexual assault, and we had some. Yeah, Alan, fuck you too. We had some messages that people DM'd us regarding sexual assault. So I do want to tell one of the stories real quick before we move on. So I won't say her name or anything like that, but she did share her story. She wanted me to read her story on it. So this is what she said. She's like, "Oh man," she's like, "when I first moved to San Francisco, I went on a Tinder date with the techie bro. The date was kind of fun. I had, I think, 2 drinks, and we went back to his place to smoke. I was interested in him and consented to hook up. And at some point, I suddenly felt super intoxicated, like way, way more than when I have 2 drinks. And I felt like it was hard to think. So I may have been drugged. Ooh. We started to hook up, and it was like he suddenly changed, and he was acting crazy. He was super rough, and I think frustrated that he was having a difficult time staying hard. He seemed like really angry and kept like grabbing my wrist and being just like incredibly rough with me. I said I wanted to stop, but he wouldn't stop and told me he needed to finish. This went on for a long time. Right?
He needed to finish.
Yeah. He's like, I need to finish. He's like, this went on way too long, more, and he wouldn't let me leave. He had me pinned down. Finally, he went to the bathroom, and I grabbed my clothes and booked it out of his place and went to a friend's house. The next day, I was covered in bruises, and this dude had the audacity to text me and tell me he had a really nice time and hoped to see her again. She said, I gave him a piece of my mind. I even reported him to Zoom. I mean, reported the Tinder. I was like, ooh, bitch. So, Alan, so Tamina's trying to get on right now.
Girl, she don't know her numbers.
She don't know how to read numbers, I don't think. Hold on. So she had that experience where he had a finish.
Wait a minute.
and then she just moved to San Francisco. So that's the thing about, like, I bet you in his mind, he probably didn't think he was doing anything wrong.
See, I think when you go on a date too, on these and you meeting people on these apps, you got to tell somebody where you going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, because someone's got to be looking out for you because you never know what kind of Jeffrey Dahmer you are meeting up with.
I used to tell Lucy, but when I was in LA hooking up, I'm like, Lucy, I'm gonna go fuck some guy. If I don't call you in 20 minutes, call the police. He lives at this address. Da 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 da. And then I would text her 20 minutes later, I'm still here. I'm sucking his dick. I'll call you when I'm done. But yeah, no, you have to. I think, yeah, it's true. You have to tell someone, you're going, hey, girl, just tell one of your girlfriends, I'm going to date with this guy. You know, I'll call you or just check on me like in an hour, you know, just to see how everything's doing. You know, that's true.
But ladies, if he's being so physical with you at some point, I mean, that, and I know that could be scary. So like, my first instinct, I don't know, is to kind of is to hit him in the dick or something and be out the way and be ghost.
Well, that's the hard part. Like some women, you know, may not be able to fight back or they're in shock.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, they're in this position and they're like, oh shit, like I'm, and you kind of get like, you kind of like lock and you kind of go into like survival mode and you just let him do his thing and then, you know, hopefully he gets off of you. I don't know how it is for ladies and I don't know, you know.
But didn't she say she was pinned down?
Yeah, he pinned her down.
So if she couldn't move, then maybe that's why.
Yeah. That's another thing too. She couldn't move. He had her pinned down. But he, oh! Oh! What was that ghost of a person? That was Tamia. But no, she just couldn't move. So yeah, you in those positions like that where you can't move, you're sitting there. That's the hard part. So yeah. And then I put a message on there a while ago. I said, why do people not come forward with their sexual assault stories? And some of the feedback I heard or was, I allowed the person's position of power, an informant of myself, to be silent, and I also worried about his family. Another person said, I was in fear of getting a bad rap or not being believed. Ooh, isn't that crazy? When people start asking questions like, are you sure that's what happened? Another one was, I was manipulated and had love for my dance teacher / abuser as a child. Another one was, yeah, is that crazy? Another one was, because he was my teacher in my crew, I didn't want to mess up the vibe. And I think that's what happens a lot too, like when you're in those positions or when you're in a dance company and someone does something like that, you kind of feel obligated to say nothing because you don't want to fuck up shit or you don't want to, I don't know. You don't want to fuck with the whole vibe, I guess. You know, like she said, they don't want to fuck with the vibe. They don't want to bring anything down. They want to cause drama. So they be quiet. They say nothing.
Yeah.
Another one was this is the gag right here. I told my best friend what happened and he didn't believe me. So I thought who else would?
Oh, if your best fucking friend. Bitch, that's my motherfucking best friend, bitch.
Girl. No, that's not your best friend.
Oh, shit.
Bitch. Yeah, girl, if your best friend don't believe you, right to me, she's like, yeah, if your best friend don't believe you, and she's like, no, are you sure that happened? Or I don't believe you? Girl, she ain't your best friend. You're going to pop the shit out of that bitch and punch her left titty and keep on moving, girl. And the last one was being blacklisted. I was threatened I would never work in the industry. Ain't that some shit? So this is why people don't come forward, because that's some of it. There's more to it, why people don't come forward. You know, because there's doubts. Oh, I don't know. I can't really see this person doing this. And, you know, a lot of people don't come forward because of that. There will be a lot more stories out there, especially in the Bay Area with dancers, if people weren't afraid because of those reasons, some of those reasons. So believe your abuser. Alan, you're in shock right now, huh?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's some of the reasons why people don't come forward, you know. So
this topic is what about people being sexually assaulted?
No, that was our last episode. This is just a little recap of why people do not come forward when they are sexually assaulted. And that was some of the reasons why, yeah.
And is that from people be having that in their childhood, or is that just in general? Period.
That was their experiences, yeah, on sexual assault.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Especially in the Bay Area, there's a lot more stories out there. People aren't saying nothing. People aren't coming forward. So, hopefully people will
come forward. But you know, you get the people, some people, they be liking that type of stuff. And that's some people don't come forward.
What do you mean liking? So there's a difference of liking? Like, what do you mean liking? Like liking rough stuff?
I think there's a difference with people being like in the moment with stuff, like, oh, like feeling okay with it. And then,
yeah, I mean, like, go ahead, I'll wait.
I feel like they'd be okay with it in the moment, and then later on, after they come down from their high, because, you know, if they might be fucked up, they have different thoughts about it, like, oh.
But that's their right, though. But that's their right to be like, you know what, actually, no, I don't want to do this.
But when you got drugs involved in the beginning, what, you just blaming it on the drugs?
You could.
But that's what majority of the people do. And then after the drug roll off, and if it's good, sometimes they go back.
Well, that's different. Like, again, there's a certain amount of control. And when it comes to drugs, regardless of anything, not only anyone should have sex with anyone that's intoxicated, not lucid, can't talk. And I think at that point, people take advantage of that as well. And they use that to their advantage because this other person's intoxicated. This other person's not in the right state of mind. So I'm going to go fuck this person because they're not really going to, you know, not remember, but maybe they're not going to really care too much. It happens. But I don't agree with that. Just the fact of it is, if at one point, yeah, they're feeling it, and then towards the middle of it, or they're like, I'm just not feeling this anymore. That's their right, I guess. You know, like, you know, I'm not feeling this. Just like you, Al, you with somebody, you having sex with him. You know, in the middle of it, he just starts doing some crazy shit. He starts punching you or starts choking you. And you're like, what the fuck?
Then he gonna get beat up.
This nigga, we was getting to them. All of a sudden, he started choking me.
See?
I said, what the fuck up? I had to back him up. He was like, oh, you're not into that shit? I was like, no. Every person that ain't gonna choke, right? So then I started giving him head. He slapped me. I said, oh,
oh no. Not the slap.
I almost bit his dick off. You gotta, when it comes to that kind of interaction, that kind of fetish shit, you need to communicate with wherever you, with, because everybody's not into that shit.
Yeah. But you are 6'4". 200 and something pounds, or 6'3", one of those.
It's like, why the hell would they think that? Ooh, okay?
You, like, bitch, you're like 6'3".
Jason is trying to be funny.
No, Alan is like, no, that's a difference. Okay, look
at, I can't fit
no,
you.
Look at little old me compared to you.
Little old you? You're like a tall-ass candlestick.
Bitch, no, bitch, please. But no.
You fucking teeny twerks.
But there's some motherfuckers out there that can't fight back. They're like little. What, they're little? And they're like, and all of a sudden, they smack the shit out of them. Like Angel. Angel's like 2 feet tall. She's almost a hobbit, girl. And what if some guy slapped the shit out of you, Angel? He's like big 6'4", big motherfucker. He slaps the shit out of you. Are you going to say, oh, no, get the fuck off me? What are you going to do? I'm asking the wrong person. I think I'm asking the wrong person.
You see how he laughs? Because
he liked that shit.
I had never been slapped in the face. One time, I did get slapped in the face, right?
But Lucy likes that shit too, huh, Lucy?
But like, my friend was there. And, like, everything stopped. But, like, yeah, like, personally, if I were to get slapped in the face, like, I would probably get mad and, like, get up and go. But, yeah.
But, yeah, you know, it depends on your situation.
What?
But I do like it rough. I don't like
it. I mean, I like it. You can't slap me, though. I mean, especially on that shirt, so you definitely can't touch my face now.
Bitch, you literally got fucking slapped in the face now, you fucking swollen hoe.
I mean, you know, I'm into that type of stuff.
My ass.
That's different.
All day.
But we also understand. But there's some people that can't defend themselves, that won't say nothing. They're scared. You know, they get those positions. You know, yeah, they're scared. You know, so you know, again, it's hard coming forward. Period. But again, tell your story as much as you guys can. Those that are listening, tell your story. Tell everyone.
Man, they gonna keep doing this shit to other people.
Yep. If you don't tell your story, if you don't come forward, especially these directors in the Bay Area, because I know there's more than one that Antoine guy they fucked with. There's more than one females out there that had a situation with that man. So I think other females need to come forward as other directors.
Oh, Antoine.
But it's hard because when you have people who have like genuine real friendships with these people who are the accusers, it's kind of hard to take yourself out of that.
Yeah, because you're friends with them. That's how, like for example, like if you got accused, Alan. I'm just saying, if you got accused,
what's she gonna say?
Allegedly,
she got accused for doing some shit. Me as a friend, like I would still have your back regardless. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck were you thinking? Are you dumb? But I'll still have your back, and I'll be there for you to support you during this difficult time. You know, but at the same time, I'm gonna tell you how dumb you are. And what the fuck are you thinking? But I'm not going to be like, you know, I'm not going to stop talking to you. I'm not going to do that. I won't stop talking to you. I might say you're fucking stupid.
Well, you ain't got to worry about that because I ain't insulted nobody. But no one pee-pees and no one booty.
I might tell someone I don't know her. I'm like, I don't know that bitch. I don't see that bitch.
I don't like her.
I don't like that bitch. I don't know her. But I think that's why people are still fucking with people, or still people are still talking to people like that. It's a simple fact that is they're friends with them, and you know they don't want to stop being friends with them.
So just because someone, let's say someone, the accuser doesn't want to speak up on it, does that make them even more suspicious and more guilty?
No, it doesn't. Either one, they don't want to say nothing because two, they don't want to call, or that it didn't happen and they don't want to fucking, you know, whatever. Or two, they don't want to say nothing because it did happen and they don't want to dig themselves in a deeper hole than it really is. I don't know. I've never been, I never did something like that. So I don't think I had. No, I never have. But so I don't know.
Oh, shut up.
No, shut up, bitch. No. It's always been consensual.
You're not a nun.
Okay, first of all, you stupid bitch, go fuck yourself for one. No, for two,
okay.
If I'm a suck a dick, it's consensual dick sucking. It's not like one move his dick out and start sucking on his dick, or it's consensual. So go fuck yourself.
And every time you've done that, it's been consensual?
Yeah.
Every time?
Yes.
For the whole 20 years that I've known you, it's been consensual?
Yes, because I'm a whore.
The whole 20 years that we danced together, it's all been consensual.
Hi, Layla. We're talking about dick sucking. She got to go.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought.
Tell the little 8-year-old she gotta go. Yeah. So, but I'm saying like. But yeah, I think that's why people are still friends with him, Alan. So that's probably why. Shock, right? All right, let's go and move on to Hey Girl Hey. So our new section. So Kanye West had a I don't want to call a meltdown. He's bipolar. He's not taking the medication. He kind of had a episode. They call it an episode or like that. Yeah. And Kim is still have his back. Kim's still supporting him. Kim's saying, "Hey, I'm here for you. I'm gonna be here."
But why?
That's her man. That's her ride or die girl. She knows how he is. She lives with him. She sees him every day. She knows how he is. He stopped taking the medication because of the he's recording music. And he doesn't want to have that block his creativeness.
So he has a meltdown because he hasn't taken his meds, so he's recording music. So
correct. And then Caitlyn Jenner wants to be his vice president.
So he's still trying to run for president.
Joe to quit. This is a fucking mess. First, we got Trump's dumb motherfucking ass reality show bitch as our president. We got our focus on some old 5150 ass motherfucker with his crazy ass lunatic family, the Carfuckians.
The Carfuckians.
Ah, okay, laugh, Alex.
I want to be Kylie's best friend.
In the news right now.
I want to be Kylie's best friend, okay? I want to be
Kylie's... This is taking away all the focus from fucking Breonna Taylor's killers. Yes. This motherfucker is cuckoo.
It's not he's cuckoo. He's not on his medication.
No, that bitch, no. He is cuckoo. He need to be on his medication. Bitch, he's not in the right place. Someone needs to lock his ass up in a padded room.
He needs to get his medication balanced out again.
They need to put him on watch so they can know what's going on with him mentally before they let him do anything.
Tamia, didn't you go to a mental hospital once?
Who?
You.
Bitch, you got me fucked all the way up, honey. I don't know what that. I don't know what some of you talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I went to a mental jail in prison. Yeah.
Girl, the same fucking thing, girl.
But bitch, I never went to the mental. Bitch, I went to straight line, the main line prison with heavy hitters. Okay.
Girl, they put you in PC, girl. They put you in protective custody.
Me? They put you in the crazy part?
Bro, no, they did not. But you got me fucked all the way up, baby. Girl, no.
Girl, she went to protective custody, and that's how
who
she
went to protective custody. Bitch, not me. Baby, I rock mainline west block. Quinn, baby. You better know what you're talking about, bitch.
But yeah, so we will pray for her. We'll move on. Hopefully, I'm Kylie's best friend one day.
Kylie.
Okay, let's go and move on and catch the 8 count.
They need to be taken off of E, WE. They don't need to be on TV.
I stopped watching that show. I don't even watch that show.
Why?
Well, they own part of E. They own that. They own part of it now. So they can really do whatever the fuck they want.
I don't watch that show no more. I start watching after season 6, honey. After bitch, Rob.
Season fucking 6, bitch?
Bitch,
they're on like season fucking like 16, 17 yes. now. So that's like a cool 10 years ago.
Yes, girl. I stopped a long time ago, bitch. I don't watch the Kardashians. I might watch Kylie because that bitch got money and I want to be her best friend and I want some free shit. But that's about it, girl. You know, but... Bitch, don't lie, girl. If y'all knew, don't sit there and lie. Kylie was like, "Hey guys, you want to go on a trip somewhere in my private jet?" Y'all would say no.
Yes, I would.
I would.
Well, Brie, I'll take pictures for you, bitch. I'm like, look, bitch, I'm on a private jet.
Like, you know. Have fun, bitch. Live your life.
Live your truth.
Yep. Okay, let's go on. Move on to catch the A count. So. This is something that's been going on for years in dance studios, dance countries, dance everything, where favoritism...
Countries? Okay, got it.
No, bitch, shut up. Favoritism within dance teachers, dance studio owners, and their children. So
that still goes on today.
It goes on for every day, yes. We all know...
It still goes on today.
Bitch, I'm talking about that. I know this. You're one of them, bitch, actually. Miss Tamia Bonclap. Yeah. Yeah, she's one of them. So,
leave me alone.
Yeah, let's go. So, Lucy, Charlie, aka Love a Dick Lucy over here, she's a dance teacher at a studio in Modesto. She has two children, they both take her class. And I know with her and her kids, I know for a fact she treats her kids like other students. I know that for a fact. Is that correct, Lucy? Do you give your kids any favoritism?
No, not at all.
Are you lying to me?
The only time I give them attention is when they're fighting in class and I have to like put them in timeout or something.
Timeout?
No.
That's some white people shit. You're going to timeout. Go to the corner.
It's hard to have siblings in a class because, you know, sometimes they go at it and it's like, shut up, you know? I can't do that to normal kids.
But do you teach your...
To them, I have to.
Do they call you Miss Lucy in class, or do they call you Mom?
Sometimes they call me Mom, and I have to tell them not to call me that.
Don't call me Mom.
Yeah.
Don't call me Mom.
Call me Mama.
What do they call you?
I don't know. They just...
They can call you by your first name.
Sometimes they will to get my attention. Like they'll yell my name. Like yeah, my not Mom. They'll say Lucy if I ignore them in class.
But do you see other?
They terrorize their ass.
Do you see other teachers doing
it? You know, at first I didn't want them in my classes. I wanted them to have different teachers because it's too hard to have your own kids in there because you're always being watched. Parents are always watching you. They're always like focusing. Is she going to give them attention? Is she going to do this? You know, you're always going to be a focus when you have your own kids in your class all the time. So eventually got to a point where they couldn't be in any class because they had moved past that. So they had to be in mine. And I told them ahead of time, I said, I'm going to ignore you in class. Like just that's just how it's going to be, because I have to give my attention to the other students in there. And they were okay with it, you know, but it's hard, because when you have parents that are always watching you, you know, it's like you try to like not look at them as much, but yeah, I don't know. It's tough.
We're talking about today, actually. You had a story. You went to like a little convention thing, and they did a teacher.
So I went to a dance. I went to a dance convention, and they had a teacher talk. Whatever. I never really go to those things. It's only because they had free mimosas. So I was like,
just alcohol.
I need to get my drink on.
So got off. Got off.
But they were talking about this subject, because a lot of those dance teachers have their own kids in their classes, and even a studio owner. She had told her daughter, because they like they do auditions for certain parts in a dance, and she told her daughter like straight up that you're not going to get it. I want you to audition for the experience, but like you're not going to get the part. And so her daughter auditioned anyways, and it was obvious that, you know, she was the best one. And I think at that moment she kind of realized where it was like, you know what, it's not really fair to my kid. It's like she works just as hard as anybody else does, and why am I going to deprive her from a spot if she deserves it? So she gave her the spot. I mean, it was very obvious she was like the best one, but you know, before that she was always like ignored. She never got any parts, and that was just expected because she was the daughter, you know. So after that she had realized, you know what, I'm not gonna care about what other parents think anymore. I'm just, if she deserves it, she deserves it. She doesn't, then she doesn't. I mean, she has to be like everybody else.
Do you feel like sometimes that the kids, the child of the owners, do you see them not working as hard sometimes? Growing into their laps.
Ooh. Yeah, there's times you can kind of see them slacking off, like, you know, because that's their second home. They're there all the time, and so they start, you know, running amok a little bit, and they act a little crazy. But then it's up to the parent or the studio owner, whoever, to put them in check. Like, hey, you know, you need to stop. You need to stop that. Or, like, I'll put Layla in check sometimes too. Sometimes I feel like she gets used to always being there, and she can kind of walk in and out whenever she wants, goes to the bathroom whenever she wants, doesn't ask. I'm like, nope, you're not doing that. I call her out in front of everybody.
Wow.
But it's up to the, I think it's up to the parent, you know, or the studio owner to do that. They have to be role models for everybody else too. But they do tend to kind of veer that way because they're so used to it.
Yeah.
Being there.
I've seen some studio owners not straight up just like throw their child right in the middle. Oh, you're right there. Just go ahead and go.
What?
He'd been at practice number one.
Oh, okay. Oh,
it's time to come for the child just to go right there, gone.
In your class, and they put them in a spot.
No, I've seen it. I've seen some stuff at, you know, my studio too, but I've seen some stuff at other studios. Like the child, I heard the child just wasn't in rehearsal. All of a sudden, here comes performance time. The child's thrown right there in the middle.
That's crazy. Nope.
Yeah. But I think there's a lot of favoritism, even with dance teachers that don't have kids. But they have their assistants and they have their friends, mm-hmm. and they show favoritism towards them versus, mm-hmm. and this happens in LA all the time, because those people in LA, they get gigs off, they give their friends the gig over someone else.
Right, they just text them and say, okay, I just booked this job, I'm holding auditions this day, you don't have to come, but I want you to be one of the dancers who's going to be on there. Then they go to that audition and they're like, okay, we need 5 boys and 3 girls, knowing that some of those spots are already taken by the people they've already texted and promised spots to.
Yeah.
And then they don't even like they don't, and their audition sucks because they already got the job. So like they're going out there, like not even going full out, you know, because they already know they got the job. And it's like, it doesn't look good, you know, on the person holding the audition too. Like there's always politics in that, always.
Mm-hmm. No matter what, I think no matter whether, that's how it always has been in LA like that. It's always about who they know, who your friends are. You know, yeah. Oh, you know, so-and-so, you're going to get that gig over so-and-so. Even though you're a better dancer than so-and-so, that so-and-so person would get a gig over you. Angel, you probably see it before all the time. And the choreographer's friends get the gig over you, and you know damn well you can out-jack them any day.
I don't know. I usually don't, like, deal with those types of choreographers.
She's like, I don't know. I don't know them. I don't see them.
I don't know them. I don't follow them on social media. I just hear about them from others.
Right.
But yeah, but I think, like, with any kind of, well, Al, you don't have favorites, do you?
I treat all them damn kids the same. You know what I'm saying? And he's so crazy. Like, some kids may spend more time with me than others, and I still would treat them like any other kid. You better work your ass off. You know what I'm saying? Because just because you're with me all the time doesn't mean that you're going to get that spot right up in front. You better fight just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. But I know some parents will question, but like, well, my child's been here all the time. I don't give a damn. You know what? Everybody even learns different too. There's kids that will come in right away, get that shit and jack it out. And then the person's been there for like several weeks, may not still have it.
Yeah.
Like, example, like Jason, like when we had Aida, Aida was like fucking coming in when she was like 13 or something. Now jacking everybody who been there for the last 8 years.
Snatching here spots.
New baby, that's snatching spots. I had to get with her because she
and Angel. Angel snatched. So we had this guy in our dance company called Henry.
The fuck is back there beeping like you in the fucking hospital, bitch?
Who's beeping? Is that Lucy? Is that you?
It's going beep.
I'm beeping. I have something in the oven.
Is that your pussy?
Oh my god, we have a cute doggy right there too.
Oh, no. Tamia, look how cute you look. Oh, that's the dog.
Your dog sitting? Oh, you're so nice.
I'm dog sitting right now for my friend while they're out of town.
Oh,
no, it's fucking annoying. Lucy, you know you're not supposed to be on the couch anyway.
Bitch, she has no name, Lucy. That is hilarious. She's like, what? Get down. She's like, what? Get down. No, so we had, so me and Alan did our first gay video, whatever, called The Sissy Boys. And Alan handpicked these dancers. Angel was one of them. And we had a Latin boy in our dance company that we didn't pick for the video. We picked Angel. And Angel was never in MOM, but he knew Alan knew Angel because Angel could jack his life out. This motherfucker named Henry fucking Perez that lives in motherfucking Modesto, she's a bitch ass hoe and like her mama too, bitch. Fuck you, your mama, your granny, and your auntie. Sorry about that.
Not sorry.
Not sorry, but sorry. But she can go fuck herself. She got pissed the fuck off because we picked Angel over her for this fucking video. And she thought because she'd been there for years, it was expected for her to be in that video. Because she had some longevity. She had some 10 years. Girl, that don't mean shit to me, Miss Thing. You can be here for 12 years. If you don't jack, honey, you don't jack. Plain and simple, Miss Thing. She didn't have the roles, the body, or the look for it, girl. Sorry, Miss Thing. Thank you.
She jacked more in her mind than in her body.
Girl, yes. It's because she thought she was the ill na-na girl. I'm like, we kept on telling her, girl, work on this, work on that, work on this. And the bitch, like, thought...
I'm very dedicated.
And never... Never.
Well, your dedication is not proven in your dancing itself, bitch. There's something wrong. You're not clicking.
Yeah.
So
we picked her. We picked Angel. And the video came out, and she was pissed. Ooh, pissed. She was pissed. She was mad because Alan picked her over her. She's like, who's this little fucking Asian boy? No, bitch, ain't Asian girl. He's a Latin girl like you.
Yes.
He
might be your cousin. You never know.
He might be your cousin, girl, right? But yeah, so I think when it comes down to it, I think some dance studios and teachers do show favoritism towards others. We see it all the time. I see it all the time. You know, you see it on Instagrams. You see it at conventions. I know Lucy sees that shit all the time when she goes to conventions. The little choreographer be calling the little friends out and doing all that bullshit. So it's yeah. Until we call them out, I think that's when it's going to stop. But I don't know what's going to stop. But yeah, so.
Yeah.
Anywho.
You need to treat everybody equally. Don't matter who in the fuck their child is.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to to be treated and given the same attention.
But
well, Alan, even when you guys do like
Daddy chill.
Auditions, I mean, you tell each kid who's been on the team before, you better fight for your spot. It's not guaranteed. And every year, someone who's been on that gets cut. I mean, that's just like, and they're kids, you know. And I mean, a lot of them take it like they all know that their spot's not guaranteed just because they've been on the team before. Yeah. So, I mean, Alan is, it's obvious that everyone is there is equal, you know, because you tell them. And I appreciate that all the time because Layla, when I tell her when she auditions every year, I'm like, you never know. And she's seen it. She's seen kids not make it back.
and I walk by her. I'm like, Layla, you got the job. You got it, girl. Shut up. I'll be hyping them up on purpose. I'm like, you know, you got this job. You got the job. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. But yeah. So it. I think we just need to start calling them out and start calling, you know, what it is out there. I'm like, why, you know, you got to do that. Even to teachers, pull them aside. Like, hey, I'm feeling some type of way. I see you doing this. What's the tea? You know. So.
I know, but it's hard to approach a studio owner that you're working for about their own child and telling him, well, you know. Because you know, you kind of think that they make up excuses for their children too.
Yeah,
but I think if you're on the payroll and you feel some type of way, I think you do have a right to say something like, "Hey, I know you own this shit, but depends how close you are if you don't want to lose your job or not." I don't know if they're gonna be like, "Well, actually, you know what? You don't teach her no more." You know, I don't know if they're like that. If they're gonna do some shit like that to you, but
is it during your classes, Alan? Where it's happening? Is it during your classes?
Oh my God! You were just throwing at me. Wait, hold up. Wait, did I say it was happening?
Well, is it?
I have seen it before
with your class.
Well, you know, I'd say, you know, right now, you know, we are in the process of trying to get back to competition mode with our kids because, you know, we missed out this competition season. And let's say just all the kids are not in there that should be in there.
Ooh.
And I'm just looking like, what the fuck is wrong with you? The rest of your teammates are in here and you're not in here. Who needs to be like the main one setting the example as a studio owner's child? You need to have your ass in there. Mm-hmm. Why not? Are you too good for it now?
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Maybe the mommy was like, you don't have to go. I own the studio.
Yeah, that sucks. Mm-hmm.
They're all fuck Alan. You don't go to her class. Go don't fuck Alan. Don't go to his class. But yeah, so I'm sorry, Alan. That happens to you.
With the ones that sleep on me, it's more opportunities for the other ones who awake.
Right, Zion.
That's funny,
Alan. You have the letter.
What letter? Which one? Oh, that long ass letter right now.
Yeah, I sent you the email on it. So
the one that's number two.
What?
Let's see. Let me pull it up. Okay. Because it looks a little funny.
Okay, let's go on and move on to ask what's the 5678s.
Okay.
I wanted to say something.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry, Angel. Angel, jump in. Girl, Angel, you know how it is.
Okay. I mean, I don't necessarily call it favoritism, but like dancing in the Bay Area on different dance companies, just always experiencing like the directors choosing like the new like you know, there's always like a new dancer who is like something new, something exciting, and
like a fresh like, they get
hey Layla, can you start putting that
and stuff? It's like they'll choose them to like choreograph or teach or whatever, even though they don't have that much experience. And I think that was a lot of my experiences back in the Bay Area were like this a guy that was only dancing for like 3 years would get chosen to teach or teach a class or like teach a piece for a dance team or whatever. But then like me that I had been dancing for like 6-8 years, I feel like it was harder for me to like get some of the same opportunities because I've already been there for a long time.
And California?
It's just like they're used to me, you know? Does that make sense? Like, all the time. Oh my gosh.
Who? Like, say their names. What's the company's name? What's their name? Is it culture shock?
Just all the dance companies I've been in. That's good.
Ooh.
Just kidding.
Is it Groove Against the Machine?
Like the person who does this all the time, who runs.
Is it Daniel Kong?
What's it, Project M?
I don't know, bro.
I'm playing Daniel. I love you.
But like at Millennium, like J.R. Taylor always went over his class.
Oh, girl.
His class is 1 hour, bitch. Bitch, he teaches for an hour and 10 minutes. And he does video for another half an hour.
Bitch, are you serious?
Yeah.
How many eight counts?
And I'm there, like, with my sign, like, bitch, like, the sign should have said, like,
get the fuck out.
She's a sign. Hi. Get the fuck out.
Oh, my God, it's so bad. I like, one time there was this panel to Sandra Chavez was on it and, like, other, like, old school choreographers or whatever. But, like, they went over, like, almost 2 hours.
Did you charge him?
Like the Q&A, and I'm like, and it was like during that time where someone from a girl who took class at KM had been sexually assaulted or like raped or something. And like, I don't know if you guys ever heard that story. Yeah. But it was like literally like a week or two after, and they're like keeping all these dancers past midnight.
Oh, when it was yes.
supposed to end at like 10:30. And I'm like, I don't care who the fuck you are. Like, if you're a professional, you should know how to fucking end on time, bitch.
Yeah.
What the fuck you should have did is go in there and turn the fucking lights off and say, get the fuck out.
I go in there and I start, like, sweeping the floor already.
They're like, oh.
And they still keep on going.
Because they think they're help her. They're like, oh, this little Mexican boy, he's a help. Don't worry about him. Girl, they don't know you work there, girl. They probably think you're the cleanup man, girl. Like, you know how white people are, girl.
Think you went there to sell oranges and shit.
Bitch
got her roses. Flowers.
Roses. Roses. But yeah, bitch, you got to go in there and bitch, you be like, get the fuck out. But yeah, it's that's people like that are inconsiderate and they think they're privileged. That's what that's that privilegedness, honey.
Yeah. So,
anything else, Miss Angel?
I mean, for me, like, I don't teach right now, but just teaching in the Bay Area, especially kids, I was always, like, really aware not to make anyone feel, like, not to give so much attention on to someone, or, like, this, they would want to do select groups at the end or something like that. I'd be like, yeah. No select groups, like, everyone can go, like, or if I do select groups, like, everyone goes, like, as opposed to just choosing like a small group of girls to go or whatever. But it's just like, yeah, I think we should all try our best to not make it obvious that if we do have a favorite, like, don't make it obvious. Because like for me, like I feel when I'm in a situation where a director or a choreographer is like showing favoritism over someone that I'm not dancing next to, or it's like, you go to an audition and before we even dance, like you see all the agents like looking at like the tall, good looking guy next to me. And like all of a sudden I just feel like doesn't matter how good I dance, they're not going to look at me because they're already focusing on them, you know, like before you even dance. So that's really, that can be a little discouraging.
Yeah.
So you just kind of have to, like the last audition that I went to, I just really had to get out of my head.
Who was it?
It was, I forgot what agency it was, but I don't know. It was just like, for some reason, this specific audition, I was just like, I'm just going to be me, like, more than I've ever been. And then, like, I wore something that was, made me feel, like, more comfortable. Like, I was just like, I don't know. It's just like, it's the furthest I've ever been, like, in the audition process.
Mm-hmm.
And like I went to the second step because a dancer that was like helping out at the audition, everyone who helps out at the audition, they get like a ticket, and they can like give it to someone that may not have gotten chosen to move on, but then they feel like they should, so they kind of that's what someone did for me. Like, they
gave it. Got talent audition. Here's a golden
button. The fuck? They noticed me, and then they like, I moved on to the next round. You know, so that was just like, encouraging for me to feel like I was like not so much in my head.
Yeah.
And I was just being myself. And even the freestyle, like, you kind of have to, like, you hear a type of song and you automatically want to change like the way you move or like your style. But this is the first, that was the first time where, like, even though it was not a song that I made particularly dance to, I still feel like I freestyled like how I would freestyle. And not how like other people think I should freestyle to that song.
That's what freestyle is. That's what freestyle is. Freestyle is what you feel. A freestyle is your soul expressing. That's your soul.
Yeah, yeah. But like, it's like you may hear like a hip hop piece and you automatically want to kind of change your movement to fit like a more hip hop style. But I was just like, just being like more genuine with my movement, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm. Does Nico, does he favoritism? Do you think he favoritism you or gives you favoritism?